Hi, and welcome to Prague Will Find a Way, podcast about everything progressive rock. I'm Jonathan Block.
And I'm Jay Valade.
So, welcome to episode 50.
Woo!
Thanks, everyone who's watched, listened, subscribed. We appreciate your
don't forget,
support.
Don't forget to like and subscribe now.
Like and subscribe.
Keep
That's
it going.
True. Yeah. So there's a lot of news going on, so
yeah,
let's kind of
do a news episode for our
edition. Before we jump in, though, I want to close the loop on the we talked last time about the Living in the Past box, and
oh,
I
yes.
actually understand the makeup of it now. So there's six total discs. The first disc is kind of the remixes that were done for the original Living in the Past.
Okay.
There's a bunch of other, some other B-sides, some other stuff too, and there's a couple of things missing. So it's not like you're getting the full thing. That's CD one. CD two and three is all of the Steve Wilson new remixes.
Okay.
There's a few, I think there's four from 2024, 2025. The rest are the remixes he had already done for the previous box sets.
Okay.
So.
Oh, of the Tull catalog. So they just culled them from
the
greatest hits that it,
right.
that it is.
Yeah, and it's expanded, and there's things in there that newer things that he did, and there's added stuff in there too.
Yep.
And then the last two discs are the Carnegie concert, and then there's a Blu-ray. I do want to point out, because I did look into it, because I definitely was considered buying it, is that, first of all, they're not Atmos mixes. They're the same thing that they've been for all the Tull boxes. They're just standard DTS or surround. So
okay.
They're going to come out again.
Yeah.
They're going to come out again. So that's that. All right. Let's get into some news. Talking about box sets, why don't we keep the box set thing going?
Fair enough.
So this is just a quick one, is... Prague adjacent. So the most progressive Grateful Dead album has actually been mixed into Atmos by Steve Wilson.
Yeah, Steven Wilson is branching out all over the place. So now he's hitting the Dead.
Yeah,
but he's done the Dead before. I think
yes,
he did something with the Dead before.
But it sounds like he did this a while ago.
Yeah.
And which makes me even more kind of go grr to about the Tull thing. It's not like, you know, Atmos has been around for a while now.
Listen,
anyways.
Show me the money.
Okay.
Show
me the money.
I'll do what you pay me for. But
right.
if they don't want him to do it, he's not going to just do it.
So the box will be good. You know, they're the typical Grateful Dead boxes. So you get the album in Atmos. You get any studio stuff that's around and a bunch of live things. So.
And the Steven Wilson moment there is his Atmos mix.
Is his Atmos mix.
Got it.
Speaking
okay.
of other Steven Wilson, not Steven Wilson Atmos mix. Well, one of them. So I just want to remind people. So we've never gotten into like streaming as far as like, I think I have Apple Music. You have Spotify.
Yes.
Okay. So you don't get you don't get Atmos and stuff like that on Apple Music. You get the Atmos files. And as long as you have a newer Apple device or the AirPods or whatever, or headphones.
They separate it differently and it comes out
it's you're still listening on two things. So
yeah.
what it does
well,
is
you still only have two ears, so
right. Well, it's their own implementation of Dolby Atmos. It's called spatial audio. So it's slightly different, but it's actually kind of cool. The only reason I'm bringing this up is that you can go to, if you have Apple Music, there's a lot of these things that we always talk about.
Yeah.
Any are there. So
yeah.
just for example, because we talked about this last time too. So the Gentle Giant playing the Fool live, that's an Atmos mix. It's on Apple Music as an Atmos mix.
Yeah.
Steven Wilson, another Steven Wilson one just came out the other day was Deep Purple's Made in Japan.
Oh, you were saying that you loved it.
Famous.
That it was great.
Yeah, I listened to it. It's an Atmos mix and it's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. Chicago 2, another great Steven Wilson Atmos mix.
He's a busy guy.
But not all band. So like the Crimson Atmos mixes, they're not on there.
Got
so
it.
It's by band. I listened to the other day the Mike Oldfield Hargis Ridge 50th Atmos mix. Oh, it's freaking amazing. It's freaking amazing. I always like that album more than
Tubular Bells.
Let me put it this way. Side one of Tubular Bells is better than Hargis Ridge, but overall, I like the album better. So
yeah.
I guess that's the better way to put it. So one more box I want. So that's the Atmos stuff.
Yeah.
one more box, and then we'll get into more Crimson stuff coming out. Peter Hamill box. So
yes,
a
I
huge
saw
ass
that.
Peter
we were
Hamill
because
ta-
we were talking about the Vandergraaff generator.
Yes,
I don't know if we talked about it in the last episode. If we were just talking about it offline,
I think we were talking about it offline. But I have the Vandergraaff generator box, which is amazing. And there's been talk that there would be a Peter Hamill one. So now there's a Peter Hamill one. I personally am not that interested in it, and that's not because I don't like him or anything like that. I love his stuff, but a lot of his stuff is just him. It's like the Todd Rundgren thing, so I don't necessarily feel like there's going to be any benefit from a sound perspective.
Got it.
Because he recorded all that stuff himself, and a lot of it sounds good now. I think there's three or four of the albums that they're going to put either surround or an Atmos mix, and then there's some live things on there.
Is it just him stripped down, like guitar and voice?
Well,
or
not every album, but okay, there are certain albums where it's like that.
Okay.
Or he played all the instruments. So he played the drums, he played the bass, he played the keyboard.
But you can still separate those out,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's not like they can't. And there are some albums where they're a band. You know, Vandergraaff Generator backs them up on some of the albums. Okay. So it's a lot of discs. I can't even remember how many it is.
Yeah, I thought that it was coming out.
Yeah, it's one of those huge ones.
We just talked about him, and I didn't. That showed up as news, and I'm like, oh,
I
got to tell John. But
I thought it was great. I mean, I think it's great that it's out. But having the Vandergraaff box, which is different to me because I mean, I like them better. But you know, you got four. You got the key albums remixed and as surround. So you got new stereo mixes. So it's kind of all that. But I mean, I'm not going to argue with more Peter Hamill. So it gets a little wonky in the 80s because he would have an album on a different label. So there's like some holes, but it's got to be 30 discs or close to it. It's one of those. It's like one of the older style Crimson boxes.
Before
we get into Crimson, I never saw this announced, but just kind of going, listening through Apple Music, it kind of popped up. So apparently, like really recently, Peter Gabriel put out his set from the 1982 WOMAD show, from the reunion show.
Okay.
He did his own set.
Yeah.
And it's streaming. And first I thought, oh, is this one of those European bootlegs? But it's not. I looked, and people were like, no, he dropped it. And I was like, oh, okay. So... Security came out. So he's essentially doing a lot of the songs from Peter Gabriel 4.
Yeah.
A couple from 3, but the 4 had not come out yet.
So is it just digital? And
yeah,
maybe that's why?
I don't know.
It's like one of those things that, you know, these digital things, they just show up.
Yeah.
Without any fanfare.
I know. This is an actual release. There's a lot of, like, I see compilations and stuff, and people do that. But this is an actual live album. I mean, it's this full set. I think it's 10 songs, maybe a little more. But I think, like I said, it's mostly stuff that would have been from the forthcoming album. So it's really, really interesting to listen to. And again, that was the Genesis show. So... if he's got a disc out, which, right, the tapes have got to be, it's never coming out.
Yeah.
It's never coming out. So, the boot's out. I mean, there's boots, but anyways. So,
and did we talk about the fact that the Genesis box that's coming out, the Lamb is coming out on like September 26th or something like that, but that they were working on this Atmos mix. There were those pictures of Peter Gabriel and
online,
Tony Banks.
Online, there's a couple, there's photos of they're sitting in
together.
This huge-ass cavernous studio with whoever the engineers
I'm sure
are.
Real world.
Right. You know what? I think you're right.
Yeah.
And they were listening to the Atmos mix of the Lamb.
So that we were talking about why did they delay the box and we're thinking that was why, if they're putting the
well and what also doesn't make sense to me is like a lot of these bands, well, the two ones that I know, like Bob Dylan, they dump every year all his stuff out there.
Okay.
Pink Floyd went through this period where it was a couple of years ago where like all of a sudden like 15 live shows from like 1970 to 72 would show up digitally for like 3 months or something. It was just like a copyright thing to cover copyright. And then there was then like a couple of months later, then those disappeared. Then a few months later, there was like stuff from like the mid 70s. It was
which is one of the things
thing.
I don't let everyone ask me why you get physical products still. And stuff just disappears on the streaming services.
It just disappears.
Like John Anderson's Thousand Hands was on, and now it's gone. So if you want to listen to that, unless you downloaded it off Spotify. I don't even know if you download something off Spotify, if it disappears off Spotify, if you can still listen to it.
Yes, if you've downloaded it, next time it will disappear out of your library.
Yeah.
So I've had that happen with a couple of things, but to that point, though, and we were talking about this offline, or I was talking about it offline. So the Crimson
himself,
the 50th anniversary Crimson boxes. The other thing is that they essentially put all the bits and bobs they have from the studio, and that's to protect so that somebody can't just take it and put it out, like. Yeah. Because of the copyright. What perplexes me about the Genesis one is that there's been literally, I know of 6 to 8 full CDs worth of the sessions of the Lamb back in the you know, recordings of Indeterminate Origin days. And they're putting 6 downloads. Like, okay, so then somebody can put all that stuff out. I mean, it's very strange. I don't, like, why would you just not? It'll all fit on a Blu-ray. It's like the Fripp box, right?
Yeah. Oh, the Fripp box. Oh, my God.
It has every single Frippertronics concert, the backing tapes, the tapes he made as he was doing it. I mean, literally, it's like, it's full tours. Yeah. It's full tours. I extracted, because I love Frippertronics, I extracted every single show from the Blu-ray, and it's literally like 58 hours. I mean, it just goes on.
You could just
and
have it as the soundtrack of your life.
Yeah, well,
you could just have Frippertronics on at all times and not repeat.
Well, from that, as I'm sure you do with stuff too, I then culled it down to like
the best.
The best.
How can you determine what the best of 58 hours of Frippertronics is?
I base it essentially. No, that's a valid question. I base it on the released stuff. So I base it on the dates that were, for instance, because the dates are all listed under Heavy Manners, God Save the Queen. Yeah. So you know where those 3 came from.
Yeah.
You know where all the ones from
So they're
Let the Power Fall.
So they're
so I'll use that as the show. Or is there interesting, like, oh, I have the show that the Frippertronics for the song Under Heavy Manners that David Byrne sang, those background Frippertronics are from a show. So,
got it.
So I'll do with that. And then if you know Frippertronics, you know there's certain shows that are iconic. Well, and then, of course, there's the Frippertronics show. So he did a tour in 83 with questions and answers.
For those people who don't know what we're talking about, Robert Fripp in the late 70s, early 80s.
Here's the exposures box.
The exposures box.
If you're just listening, you can't see 32 plus discs of everything he did from
in that time period.
In that time period, the solo time period.
The solo time period, which was basically his New York years, where he was getting into the punk stuff and getting into playing with the Roaches.
Because
and,
you need
and
8
Debbie
versions
and...
of Exposure. No, literally, there's like 6 completely different
which,
versions.
John, let me borrow the box. And I started listening to it, and I'm like, I don't know what Mark 1, Mark 2, Mark 3, Mark 4 of Exposure is. What's the final one? What's the one I had on vinyl in 1979?
Exactly. Yeah. Well, there's also, I believe there's a clean cut, you know, there's a clean vinyl cut. Everything is in there.
Yeah.
That we know.
Yeah. It's kind of an interesting album. I know we're digressing, but it's an interesting album in that it is very punky.
It is.
He's got Daryl Hall singing songs and Peter Hamill singing these songs that are very punk oriented.
Yeah.
And, you know, CBGB's sort of moments that I was kind of surprised because, you know, I used to play that all the time. You burn me up, I'm a cigarette.
Yeah.
I was like on like my mixtapes when I was, but I never really associated, because it was Robert Fripp, I never associated it with, you know, the punk movement, but it really kind of was the New York punk movement.
Well, it really was. And then in the booklet itself, I mean, we grew up in this area, so I was into him when I was growing up in that, and there were write-ups in New York Times and things like that, so you would kind of get a clue, but there was a lot of stuff in there, like his immersion into that New York punk scene. You know, they've got pictures of him. He's playing with, I mean, we knew he played with Blondie. He played with the Stranglers in England, you know, but there's these lesser known people where he's on radio shows. He did not fall. There's really only two people, a few people that didn't really fall into the, you know, into the valley of death of Prague from 78 through 84 or whatever
in,
you or
in
even
Gabriel.
Even him, Gabriel, obviously Peter Hamill. I mean, there are some people that, that just.
But I don't think Peter Hamill was as much of a American.
No, no, not at all. They
Prague
were not,
name
no,
that you
they,
would just.
Exactly.
Know, right. But yeah. But Fripp, because of his Crimson ties, and Gabriel, because of his Genesis ties, they were all part of that thing.
And it wouldn't have been the same if he wasn't in New York.
Oh, absolutely.
So,
That whole scene was. It influenced him somehow. All right. What else is in the news?
Well, we're a good segue to more Crimson 50th anniversaries coming. The reason we are talking about all this is that bands do copyright dumps of stuff so that they can retain the copyright, and that's what's happening. So that's really the difference, I think, between the 40th anniversary and the 50th anniversary Crimson releases, because the 40th anniversaries, they have the surround, right? They have outtakes. And they also have videos and things of that nature. The new ones are more Atmos mix and complete sessions. So that's what the 50th anniversary. Not saying they don't throw other stuff, because we talked about the red one.
We talked about
three versions of USA are on here.
Yeah. So this has a
not
bunch of live shows.
Not in surround. So USA. I was like, why didn't you put USA? And there's actually they didn't. Fripp said it's better in stereo. There's a believe it or not, there's a question and answer section on the redone DGM site that I didn't know about. So I just went through there and I'm looking through these questions.
He listened
and
to
answers.
It and he said no.
He said it's a two channel thing.
Yeah.
So essentially,
they're doing these 50th anniversary, right?
Atmos mix.
Right. This is the only 50th that I have purchased because it's basically, if you've ever watched or listened to our Crimson. Episode where we rated the albums, Red was my think our collective favorite that we came up with, didn't we come
well,
up with
well the collective that we yeah, my collective. Favorite is still Lark's Tongues.
I know, but
Lark's
our collective
Tongues.
That
yes,
we
our collective it was Red, Lark's Tongues, and Discipline.
Yes, so they're doing the same thing now with Lizard and In the Wake of Poseidon.
Yes,
and I have the 40th. I didn't.
Yes.
John had purchased the box set of the Island
Sailor's
set,
Tales, Sailor's Tale. Which is currently out of print.
But it was kind of bits and pieces of Lark's Tongue or of Lizard and most of Islands and a whole bunch of live shows and things like that. Right.
Right. All Earthbound. Every. Every Earthbound, every freaking concert that was in the archives is on there.
So my memory is that these came out like 3 years ago, but they came out in 2009.
Yeah, they came out a while ago. Yes, yeah.
So it's 15 years since, more since they had put these out, and what they're doing is the same sort of treatment. So we're going to end up with a new box set, sort of mini box set. Of Lizard and Poseidon.
Correct.
That has stuff on it that is not on these
correct.
Two. But then there's stuff on these that is not going to be on the other.
That,
potentially.
No. So with these two, you're not going to get two CDs and two Blu-rays. Okay, these are Lizard and Wake will be one CD and one Blu-ray. Okay. What you're getting is what the 50th anniversaries are. So you're getting the Atmos mix.
Okay.
And you're getting all of the sessions.
Right.
So the difference between these earlier ones and the later Crimson ones, where there's video, there's a lot of different live stuff.
Yeah.
You're just getting alternate takes or stuff, which I believe is going to be on the, like on here, you get Groon, maybe not. Yeah, I'm pretty sure all of this, and it gets really, really confusing with Devil's Triangle, because the Maltese don't exist, and they did some kind of upmix for the Sailor's Tale box set, and I don't understand any of the description. It's like they took the Sailor's Tale upmix and put it now, so that's the Devil's Triangle. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me. But what you're getting is, again, you're getting the album in Atmos mix, a new stereo mix that Steve Wilson does, because apparently the way he works is he does a stereo mix first, then he does the direction it goes, and then
got it.
It's all the sessions. Now, that stuff is already out, so you can download that from the DGM site, or if you're part of their, is it the 1000 Club? You can stream it now. So they stream too. So you can stream from their site. You can stream from nugs.net. So,
but there'll be a whole new, this is a 2010 for,
correct.
For,
you will have an entirely
Poseidon.
New, yeah. And I think there's a, it also had, what's interesting is the 30th anniversary editions have become the de facto original mix because they're remastered. They're not remixed. So everything has a, so you're not going to see the 40th anniversary mixes on the 50th, but you'll have the new Atmos mix, the new stereo mix,
so
and
you won't
the 30th
have...
anniversary, treating that as being kind of the canonical.
But I'm not going to have this 2010.
I do not believe you
mix.
Will, and it doesn't matter, okay?
Oh, come on. It's my...
Here's my suggestion, because I have not bought any of those boxes yet, but they're the 50th. Like, what did you pay for Red? Do you remember?
About 50 bucks.
Okay, yeah, it's about 50 bucks now. Lark's Tongue has come down. I just don't... The thing is, on the 40th anniversary, you get an alternative album already, and now it's the Elemental mixes. And the alternative album on the 40th anniversary, they even put that out as vinyl. So it's like every 10 years we're going to have new mixes. It is kind of like...
Yeah, but also, like you said, there's these don't really have any video on them.
No, because they're early. There's no video to have, whereas... On the later ones, on Starless and by the Black and Red and Lark's Tongues of the 40th, they do have video.
Yeah.
Now, also, these are DVDs, and now it's Blu-ray.
Yeah.
So, but I was going to say that people are hemming and hawing online, too. I think the price, if I eventually get any, it would just be... The albums that I listen to. Well, because I have all the 40th, and I don't listen to them.
Right.
I can't think of the last time I pulled one off the shelf and listened to Surround. So I was like, that's why I'm like, oh, great. They're putting out the Elemental mixes. So the Elemental mixes are available streaming. The one for Red is
for
out
now.
There. Right, for now. and those are stereo. Those were always stereo. They're not, which makes sense. Like, why would you have David Singleton mix into 5.1 channel or whatever, Atmos, when Stephen Wilson's doing that? You don't need two competing. So,
right. All right. Well,
so there you go. That's okay. Kind of the story. So, but they're going to be like $23. I mean, they're going to be inexpensive.
Okay.
The difference, though, is that so they're both going to have Elemental mixes on it, too. So that's the difference.
And the Atmos.
And the Atmos, the Elemental. So, and the big difference with the Lizard one is that it's a full Elemental mix. None of the ones they've done so far has been the full album for whatever reason. I mean, obviously, on Red, it's
Red,
because some of it's live.
Yeah.
But Lark's Tongues, I mean, Exiles, I believe. Yeah, Book of Saturday, Exiles, they're not, there's no Elemental mixes of those. But for Lizard, they must have everything. So they're doing it complete. And then that will be released on vinyl.
Okay.
So
the Elemental mix.
Two vinyl set. I think the first one is the...
Oh, the regular album.
Same with... I think, yeah, because that's what they've done for Red. That's what they did for Red and Lark's Tongues.
Yeah, I did not look into
the
vinyl.
Yeah, they're not. They either weren't around for very long or not of it. Because when you go to look at vinyl for Crimson, like on Amazon, it's the mixes are the 40th anniversary, except for the USA 50th anniversary with Blue Sparkle.
I need a scorecard.
Vinyl.
I can't.
There's a 50th anniversary Earthbound vinyl too.
I can't.
It's cheap. I think it's like $15. I was actually going to buy it. I'm like, $15 for... And then I'm like, but I have all the Crimson albums on vinyl. I have an original release. So anyways, so those are coming in October.
All right.
Okay. That might be it.
All right. I
what do you
recently
got?
Purchased the new Tales from Topographic Oceans book by Kevin
Mollerine.
I do have
one more thing, but do this.
Who did the... Tormato book, which was actually, speaking of our 50th anniversary episode, was what our first episode was about, was the Tormato book.
Really?
So
wow.
Here we go.
Like yesterday.
It does seem like.
Yeah, it just seems like yesterday's.
So he did another one, this time about Tales from Topographic Oceans, which I just got. So I am only midway. One third of the way through, but it's along the same format as the Tormato book, where he talks about the making of the instruments, the studio, the how they got to where they did. You know, so it's very interesting. You have to love Tales from Topographic Oceans, though, to really get into it. So what I've been doing is just putting the Panjeric release on, right, and listening to the various versions as I'm sitting and reading. Because it's, you know, it's a double album. It's 80 minutes long, so that's probably about how long I sit and read for. But what was really interesting was I listened to the Stephen Wilson surround mix first, because that's like the main thing on those, on the DVD. And then I listened to the original, and I was like, I kind of like the original better. Really? There's like just moments that it's, and it's probably a memory thing.
Yep.
That it's just, oh, this is every piece of it I know.
That
so,
you know.
And those little changes kind of bring me out of that kind of reverie.
That's wild.
You know what I mean?
The original mix, is it surround or is
it's just regular, right? And so then I got the next up will be the instrumental mix.
Okay.
And whatever, as I try to finish this book. The book's about as long as the...
And gear up for the inevitable box.
The inevitable box set, which, you know, the clock is still ticking on that one. I keep thinking, oh, they'll do the little advertisement on Yes World, and we'll get our little video graphic of the new Super Deluxe set coming out, but nothing yet.
Yeah, I don't know how much lead time. It's like Zappa's One Size Fits All. It was like 3 week lead time between when they announced it and when it's insane. It's insane for some of this stuff.
Considering, I don't know, when's Record Store Day or Black Friday Record Store Day is like in November, right? So usually they put something out from the box set on that. So they better hurry up.
We'll see. Keep that countdown going.
I need my Yes Record Store Day fix.
All right. Finally, one thing we did want to talk about, because we talked so much about overseas Prague. We do mention American Prague, and we've talked about how we need to do some episodes on there. So on the American Prague front, a gentleman, Jesse Krakow, who was recording under the name Krakhouse, sent us a lot of material. He's put out this... So if you don't know, Jesse is a bass player. He's very active on the, I guess I would call it the American Prague avant-garde scene. Dr. Nerve is the band that I remember him from. He's on Cuneiform. A lot of people know that label out of the DC. I think they're out of Maryland. And they have a lot of classic and really, really powerful releases over the years, including putting archive stuff out for Soft Machine and a lot of bands. So Jesse's, I'd call it a huge magnum opus. It reminds me a lot of, it's called Bastards of Prague. And I wouldn't call it a history of Prague. It's kind of a journey almost through Jesse's own mind, filtered through Prague. It's really interesting, and he includes a lot of background material, so you really kind of get a flavor for where he's coming from. It's long. It's close. It's like 2.5-3 hours. There's a lot of... But the pieces are short. They're like 3-4 minutes.
So bite-size.
But there's about 80 of them. but it's very cool, and there's no like, oh, that sounds like this, that sounds like that. But the thing that always comes to my mind is late 60s, early 70s, like Mothers of Invention. It has a lot of Uncle Meat kind of ethos to it, to me, which is great. I love Uncle Meat.
Because there's a lot of tongue-in-cheek sort of lyrical content.
Yeah, definitely.
Right?
And that's
in the Zappa zone.
Well, yeah, but then it's kind of also kind of then filtered through, at least to me, Jesse might think otherwise, European Prague that was influenced by Zappa. So things like... there's this band out of France called Moving Gelatin Plates from the 70s. And... very proggy, but has a Zappa sound to it. Have you ever heard of Super Sister?
No.
So they're a Dutch prog band. They're pretty famous. Okay. So you should know them.
Sorry.
Moving Gelatin Plates, I can understand, because they're kind of Canterbury-ish too. But Super Sister is fairly well known. But there's some Zappa-esque. So it like that's kind of the prog aspect. I see it more, which makes sense, because the more avant-garde is kind of almost more of a European classical, you know, sensibility.
But so that album is out now streaming?
It's out now.
Cuneiform,
no, it's not. It's I Jesse can correct me, but I looked. It's not. I didn't find it on Apple Music, but it's available through Cuneiform. Okay. So there'll be a link down below, whether you're listening to the podcast or the video. We'll have information so you can listen to sound samples and get some info on the release. Cool. But it's not just American Prog. I mean, this thing is. I don't know. He's got. I mean, he works. He's got a family. Yet he can put together this 3-hour magnum opus. It's very impressive.
Yeah.
So, anyways.
Cool. All right. Until our next time,
Prog will find a way
if you wanted to.